Blog Talk Radio.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Feel you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock diesel, now bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I asked who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the bully block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Ban a misbrand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. They temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lab dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down. Check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type you shoot you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Put them dogs out when the stars around. An inner show where they customize cars and sounds. A four-legged monster, freaked out collar spikes, posing with a credible celeb or the model type. It's undeniable when you see them come around. The bully breed, round here they shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Every town, every state is a certified bully, looking great, looking good. In a show, stacked up a pool of weight. 100 vans, 100 trucks full of crates. You got a little edge, then you shut it down. Got a little watchdog, then you shut it down. You rock with Nevada, you shut it down. You got a little Gotti, you shut it down. What about Remy Line? Yeah, they shut it down. What about Gray Line? Yeah, they shut it down. You got some Norwood, then you shut it down. You got some Dax Blood, then you shut it down. How that chaos be? They shut it down. What about Monster G? They shut it down. If I forgot any names, run them down. Bully Pride Worldwide, we shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down.
Danny G.
already know where you're at. You are on the Bully Block. It's Monday night, 9 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Man, we're here. It's me. It's Dayton. It's Danny. What's going on, guys?
What's going on? What's going on?
Man, not too much. What's going on, fellas?
Oh, not too much, man. Not too much, man. We apologize, everybody, man. All our listeners, man. We took a couple weeks off, man, and shit. We're back, man. We're back in full swing, man. We're gonna be back at you, man. I don't know, man. Why don't you catch us up on what's going on? Dayton, with the killer noise.
Shit, not too much, man. I mean, you know, we've been staying busy down here, man. We did a couple collabos with collabo breedings with Lamont from I can't remember what his kennel name's called. Lamont Singleton, the owner of Gadget. We did a couple collabs, a couple of my partners did down there, and we did a couple in-house breedings over here. We did some Ric Flair breedings. We got some white folks breedings. We've been staying busy, man. We've been having some litters dropping, and you know, we got some Ric Flair puppies on the ground right now. We got some white folks puppies on the ground right now. And, we've done a couple collabs here in the past couple weeks, man. So we've been staying busy, man. You know, we got a lot of nice quality bullies coming our way, man. And, if anybody's interested, get at us, you know, killanoise.com, or you can search Dayton Killanoise Bodine on Facebook, or Killanoise on Facebook. It'll pull up most of our members. And, yeah, man, we just been staying busy, bro. You know, same old shit, just another day, man. You know, we've actually sold out on a few litters and stuff, so things have been going pretty good down here, man. So got some real, real nice Ric Flair puppies on the ground, and we got some real, real nice white folks puppies on the ground, too. I ain't had a chance to get no pictures of them yet, but they're here, so.
How is the, I remember a while back when you had some, a couple major pain litters on the ground. How is the Major Pains puppies turning out?
Hey, they're turning out real, real nice, man. I got a boy over here. I got a boy that I kept myself, an all-black male off of that litter, bred to Major Pain, bred to Gangsta Boo. She's off of Rocky and Shebo, so she's like, you know, she's like the, you know, our, her blood is, 100% Killanoise through, all the way through, you know what I mean? So she's like a product of a lot of my blood mixed into one. So she's a real nice female. She brought a lot to the table as well. Major did his thing as well. I got some pups, you know, off of it. They're 10 months old now. And, everybody knows how I do it, man. I like to hold these guys back till they're, you know, a full, you know, a real, you know, real dog, man. So, you know, but they're looking real, real good as of right now. I got a black boy named Zero that I'm holding on to myself. And, anybody that knows us, man, we ain't keeping no slouches over here. So, you know, he's a badass boy, man. Here soon, I'm going to be busting him out once he gets a little bit over a year. You know, I'm just letting him develop all the way. He's a little bit of a bigger dog. Not like super big, but he's about, I'd say, 17, 18 inches tall, you know what I mean? So giving him a little bit of time to fill out, and we'll definitely have him out there, though, for sure. So got a couple nice females. I only ended up with three off of the litter, and we kept all three of them. My son's got one of the females, and one of my good buddies has the other female, and they're all looking real, real nice right now, man. I couldn't be happier, so.
All right. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Good to hear. Killanoise coming strong, man. That's good to hear. I can't wait to see what kind of new flavor you guys are coming with, man. I can't wait to see some of those pups. I like Ric Flair.
Oh, yeah. They'll be here, man. They'll be here. I've been kind of slacking, man, especially on these white folks puppies we got over here and these Ric Flair puppies. I mean, I got to get over there and get some videos of these guys and, you know, let the world see what everybody, see what these boys are capable of, man, because they're over here putting it down, man. I know you've seen those Ric Flair puppies at that Peoria show you guys threw there, man, and those guys have been blossoming into something serious as well, you know, but we just like to let them get, you know, we got too many dogs to be promoting puppies over here, you know what I mean? So everybody will have their time, you know what I mean, and you guys will definitely be seeing them here soon.
That's right, that's right. I noticed all those puppies, and you're not a single fresh out the womb picture trying to stack them up from killing noise. Nothing like that. I just keeping them out of line.
Nah, yeah, we don't do that, man. I mean, you know, to me, you know, I mean, I don't know what everybody else thinks, man, but to me, puppies, you know, one day old puppies are one day old puppies, man. They all look the same. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Shit, it don't even matter if they're the same breed. Sometimes they still look the same. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we don't stack 2 day old puppies, and we just we let the puppies mature. And you know, we really like people just to come out, man. We got a lot of things going on down here, man, and that's why, you know, people are like, well, why don't I ever see these puppy pictures and shit? And it's just like, man, I got so much shit going on down here, man. I barely have the time to get down on my knees and breaking my back trying to take pictures of these puppies and all that type of stuff. So, man, we usually just like people to come out and check them out in person, you know. A lot of the times you're going to see, yeah, you know, it's better to do that anyways, you know what I mean? So we really try to, you know, try to get people to come out and check them out in person. You know what I mean? Especially if they're interested in buying one, you know? So, but,
sure.
But I definitely, you know, I got some real, real nice pups off of white folks. And, this, girl named Trixie, a tri-female, man, real, real nice, man. I need to get over there and get some, pictures of them. You know, I do want to be able to show people what white folks is capable of, man, because he's been doing his thing out here, so got to get on top of that stuff, you know. He's I think he's got 3 litters on the ground right now, and so far, he's killing it. I couldn't be happier, so, and everybody that's been using him couldn't be happier, you know what I mean? So, I haven't actually got a chance to crack up with folks myself yet, so I got quite a few older males over here. I'm trying to tap in 2 first and get some females off of them, and you know, maybe run white folks to them after that. So, you know, I've been kind of jealous though, man, because a lot of my partners been having some serious white folks puppies sitting around here. Like, man, I'm gonna need a guy. I'm gonna have to go ahead and use this boy real quick, man. So, but yeah, man, we just been keeping it moving, man. We got, you know, white folks up for stud, Ric Flair up for stud, Major Payne up for stud, Boss up for stud. You know, we got some real nice dogs up for stud as well, man. So, you know, anybody trying to tap into some good American bullies, some nice show quality American bullies, get at us, man. We'll take care of you for sure.
So big shouts out to area code 314 tuning in, 214 tuning in, 419 tuning in, 910 tuning in, 641 tuning in, 718 tuning in, 806 tuning in. Big shouts out to you guys, man, tuning into the Bully Block, man. We appreciate it. Anybody want to give a shout out or anything, or got anything they want to talk about, 619-639-4636. Make sure you press 1, and that will let you know that you want to get on the air. It's going down this weekend. First off, man, we're going to say big shouts out, man, to Andrew Woodson and the whole Family Affair group throwing down this past weekend in Fort Wayne. You already know, man, it was the 2nd annual. Danny was there. Danny, man, let us know, man. Give us the full report, man. How did it go down in Fort Wayne this past weekend?
Oh, definitely. It was a great venue, man. Had a great time. A lot of familiar faces, a lot of new faces. Was able to take lots of pictures, man. Video's going to be dropping tomorrow on that. A lot of dogs. It was about 15 or 16 dogs in champion class. I want to say it was English Bulldog that took Best in Show for Show 1, and then it was Rumble B for Show 2 and 3. So,
nice.
Overall, it was a great show, man, but I had to take off early because there was a huge storm coming, and I had a 4-hour drive, but, you know, was able to chop it up with a lot of people there, man, and I had a good time.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man, that was... We wasn't able to make it. I, myself, wasn't able to make it out to that one again this year, man. Just been having a lot of stuff going on around here that I've been needing to take care of. But I know Jack Jack actually went out. He was there for the first one, and he went back out for the second one. I know he was out there, so I heard they had a real good time out there, man. Real good event. You know, it's my bad to, you know, Drew and them. I wish I would have been able to make it, man. I've been having a lot of, you know, just life type things going on around here where I ain't been able to get out of town and stuff. So, but yeah, man, I heard it was a real good event. Jack said he had a good old time.
Yes, sir, it was for sure. Definitely a lot of emotional moments that I was able to capture on the video as well. You know, they had some raffles going on and some other presentations of plaques and awards, you know, to the junior handlers and their sponsors. Because, you know, each one of those junior handlers are sponsored by a different kennel. And, you know, when it was time for the one that was sponsored by the Rest in Peace Andy, you know, it started getting emotional in there. And but I'll be posting the video tomorrow. Everybody's going to be able to see that.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Big shouts out to Ethan Gray. We are going to be out there. It's going down this weekend in Waterloo, Iowa. It's going to be a double show. It's going down this weekend, June 20th. It's a double show. We got Judge John Reinecker from New York is going to be in Iowa. We have Senior Judge Susan Fedorja, I think that's how you say her name. She will be in Iowa, man, so we're bringing the senior judge out there. We got a big fun show. The fun show judge is to be announced, so you got to be there for that. Shit, make sure you come out there, man. It's a Bull Breed Awareness Rally, or Bull Breed Awareness Expo out there, meaning that, you know, they got problems with people have bad perceptions of, you know, the breed type, you know, everybody thinks they're pit bulls and this and that, man. So I know that Ethan has been putting a lot of work in out there. He has been talking in front of city councils, like, as far as trying to get them to change because they want to have BSL or something of that nature. And so this is that gonna bring it out there, so this can solidify what he's, you know, at the meetings talking about, man, so people can see what he's talking about. You know, it's not just, they, you know, it's more than just a kid there talking, man, and now they can come and see the dogs and check them out and, you know, talk to the owners and just see what they're all about, man, and change the perception of the breed. I know you have faced a lot of stuff of that nature and that you had to go through, Dayton.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know, anybody that does come out to that show, you know, make sure you present yourself in a good manner, because I'm sure with all the, you know, work he's been putting out there, there's probably going to be a lot of people out there trying to see what's going on, man. So anybody, you know, heading out to that show, you know, try not to bring no crazy aggressive dogs out there and try to conduct yourself in a good manner, because you better believe with all the little work he's been putting in out there, there's probably going to be a lot of people that ain't never even heard of a bully, let alone been to a show. You know what I mean? So make sure y'all represent yourself well out there, because I'm sure there'll be a lot of eyes and, you know, ears out there for sure.
For sure. Tell us about your battles with BSL and Dayton. Didn't you have to go through some problems and then you were in your newspaper and everything? Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, I had moved out when I had first got my kennel out in the country, you know what I mean? When I first got out there, you know, they had never seen, you know, a bunch of dogs out in there in that area like that. And, you know, that was the specific reason why I had bought the place, was because I wanted to set up my kennel out there, you know, and set up a nice little kennel out there. And, you know, there was a lot of people that just, you know, were out in the country and not used to that. So I'd get a lot of people, they would just drive by and just assume, just because I had a bunch of pit bulls out there, that we were fighting dogs and stuff like that, which, you know, you know, nothing was ever the case, not even close. You know, they just would drive by and just see a bunch of dogs running around and just assume things, you know, might have heard a dog bark or something, or, you know, I don't know. But so I would get a lot of people calling in on me, you know, say, hey, you know, this guy's got pit bulls out here and he's, you know, fighting them and stupid shit like that, you know, just judging a book by its cover without actually coming up and seeing what we had going on. And, you know, they had come out and they were going to try to shut us down out there, but everything, you know, we had going on was legit. And, you know, the animal control lady out there, you know, the sheriffs and all, was telling animal control, take the dogs, you know, take them, you know, take them, you know, let's take them, let's get them out of here. And, you know, the animal control lady let them know that they couldn't because we wasn't violating any, you know, we wasn't doing anything wrong, you know what I mean? All of our dogs were, you know, super healthy. All of our dogs had their own kennels. They had own, you know, they had everything they needed, you know what I mean? They had roofs and, you know, the dog, you've seen the setup, bro, you know what I mean? Like, everything was all, you know, legit out there, you know, the dogs were being very well taken care of, and that was the exact words of the animal control lady. But, you know, she went to bat for us and didn't even know us, first time we ever ran into her, and, you know, she was just, like, so proud of everything we was doing out there just because of the fact that, you know, we was doing nothing but good, you know what I mean? And, you know, she went to bat for us and told them, no, you know, we can't take the dogs. He's not doing nothing wrong here. The dogs are all good. The dogs are, you know, in better shape than, you know, some people living out in that country, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? She went to bat for us, man, and, you know, the dogs, everything was cool, you know, the dog stayed put, and, you know, and, you know, that was about it, man. And then, you know, I had randomly got a call from the State Journal Register, which is the newspaper here in Springfield, you know what I mean? It's, you know, you hear Springfield and you think, you know, it's like a little, you know, Simpsonville type town, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's actually the capital of Illinois, you know what I mean? And I got a call from the newspaper here, and they just gave me a call and was like, hey, you know, we heard you are the man with the pit bulls around here, and, you know, we'd like to come and interview you and all that, you know. And I just told them from the beginning, like, if they was going to come over just to, you know, bash me and try to make me out to look like a bad guy, you know what I mean, that I didn't want no part of it, you know what I mean. And they just came out and kind of, you know, listen to my story. They had, you know, got some info from other sources and all that. And, you know, they come and ask me a bunch of questions, you know, and was taking my picture and was just sitting there talking to me, you know. And, you know, by the time we got done with the interview and all that, you know, I asked the guy, I was like, so this is actually going to be in the newspaper, you know? And he's like, yeah, you know, I was thinking, you know, it's going to be in the middle of the back, you know, like a city and state, right? And, you know, just like in a, you know, I didn't think anything of it, you know. And he's like, yeah, it's going to be in there tomorrow, you know. I was like, wow. You know, I couldn't believe it. But so I stayed up, you know, I was curious. I was like, man, you know, hopefully these guys don't turn around and try bashing me and, you know, make me out to look like some thug out here or something, you know, with a bunch of pit bulls, you know what I mean? So, you know, It, they did kind of turn around some words that I was saying and kind of made me, you know, kind of made some of my words sound funny, you know, of what I was saying and talking to them about. But for the most part, it was like a really, really positive article, you know what I mean? They didn't, you know, they was letting me know that there was letting people know that there was a difference between my dogs and an average pit bull, that, you know, it's not something that's going to, you know what I mean? It's not something that's, you know, that you're used to seeing around here, that we was actually doing some good things with the dogs. And they called the animal control lady, and the animal control lady again went to bat for us and let them know, you know, how legit we was and how everything we was doing was good with the breed and nothing but good, you know what I mean? And you know, it's been, you know, it was pretty cool, man, you know what I mean? And it got a lot of people off of our back, you know what I mean? And not necessarily off our back because they wasn't bothering us too much, but we was just getting random calls, you know, some old farmer riding by and, well, I bet he's out there fighting them dogs or something, you know what I mean? So it was just like just some people judging books by the cover but not knowing what's going on. All my neighbors were 100% cool with me. They all knew what I was doing out there and knew that I, you know, had nothing but good intentions. And, you know, so it wasn't like that. It was just random people driving by. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that just take little country rides and ride around and just, you know, sticking their nose into stuff that they didn't need to be sticking their nose into. And which, like I said, you know, they come out and everything was cool. They couldn't, you know, legally they couldn't even take none of them dogs. So it was cool, man, you know what I mean? And there wasn't, no, you know, they were, like I said, it was just all about assumptions. It wasn't nothing that I had, you know, none of my dogs have ever been loose out there, you know what I mean? They've never got out and go terrorize the neighborhood or nothing, you know what I mean? Like, they just, you know, I was really on top of that. I make sure my dogs, you know, I started off with, you know, game-bred dogs. I never fought them, but, you know, I've always loved pit bulls ever since I was a little kid, you know what I mean? I actually started breeding them myself when I was about 16 years old, you know what I mean? And, you know, so I've dealt with a lot of dogs. I know how they, you know, I know how they work, you know, so I always had everything on lock over there, you know what I mean? So I never had no dogs getting out and causing no ruckus or nothing, and you know what I mean? So they, you know, they basically just left me alone after that, and they realized that, you know, we was just doing a good thing for the dogs out there, you know? My kennel setup out there is better than some people's houses, I know, you know what I mean? So it's just, you know, they left us alone. But, I mean, we've done other things with BSL out here, you know what I mean? We've been up at the state buildings fighting BSL, and we've done a little bit of it all, man. So, yeah, it's definitely is a problem in some places. But around here, we ain't had no more, you know, there was people from, we had kennels coming from Chicago all the way down here for the BSL, man. So a lot of people was actually fighting for it, and we never got any problems with it after that, man.
What's up, man? That's what's up. That's a good story, man. Congratulations on that, man. And anybody facing any problems, man, just that just goes to show you, man, you can't overcome it, man, no matter what people may think or how impossible it may seem to change minds. You know, you can change minds, man, if you put your mind to it.
Oh, yeah, and, for sure. I mean, that was a lot of the problems we had out there was they just seen young kids out there with a bunch of pit bulls and just, you know what I mean? It wasn't like they actually seen us doing anything wrong, you know what I mean? They were just assuming things, and that was, you know, that was the only reason why we had any attention on us, you know what I mean? And, you know, my kennel, anybody that knows and has been to my kennel, it's out in the middle of nowhere. Like, you can't get, you know, when they come up, popped up on me, giving me problems, I was surprised, man, because I was just like, man, you can't get no more out in the middle of nowhere than this, you know what I mean? This is like, you know, so, I, you know, it was a little weird situation because I wasn't there when they actually came. They came, and one of my partners was out there, and, you know, so I was just catching the middleman conversation, and all I hear is they're trying to take the dogs and this and that, so here I am rushing out there, and, you know, they didn't end up taking them, you know what I mean? And we had a couple dogs that we had to register with the county and situations like that, but outside of that, it wasn't nothing, you know what I mean? Because I had some dogs that were actually registered in Springfield, but because they didn't live in Springfield, I had to register them in, you know, the other county. So, because my kennel's not actually in Springfield, it's outside of Springfield, about a half hour.
Wow. So you gotta drive out there every day, or you have somebody helping you out?
No, I drive out there every day, you know, go out there and, you know, take care of them. You know, I got partners, you know, some days I got a partner, he'll head out there one day, and You know, like it just depends on, you know, what's going on and how things are going. But usually, yeah, every day we just all out there take care of them during the day and get that done and over with. And, you know, do our, you know, I got a spot here in Springfield where, you know, I do my breedings and stuff like that. So we maneuver dogs, you know, we got dogs coming in and out and stuff like that. So it's pretty set up, man.
Yeah, I gotta get down there one day, man. Check it out.
Nah, yeah, for sure. It's a little Jurassic Park out there, bro. It's pretty nice.
Cap Green, I believe we have a caller. All right, give me 1 second here. All right, it looks like Kev's having issues. Kev, you there? All right, we're going to take this caller, man. 314-482, you're on the Bully Block.
Yo, what's up? This is Young Cash. I want to give a special shout-out to two people. Lamont Singleton from MWMBs. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Jason Cole from T-Rex Bully. Just did a breeding to his boy, Wu-Tang. To my hit, Addy Female, 4-time White Rhino, first time it's ever been done, and hopefully this clicks real well.
Congratulations on the breeding, man. Hopefully it takes, and, you know, good, lots of luck to you, man. What else you got going on, man?
I have a Clydesdale granddaughter. I'm actually getting ready to take that to Clutch that Lamar owns. So I'm hoping to have some fire in the hole here real quick, real soon.
Okay, okay. You planning on attending any shows or whatnot?
Man, I'm actually been getting with Jason from T-Rex, man. I'm probably going to be attending the next 5 shows with him, so, yeah.
Okay. Well, definitely, man. Hopefully we'll see you soon at one of our events, man. I believe are either the ABKC Strong Tour by Kev Ream. There's a whole lots of shows coming out, so hopefully we'll see you out there.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling in, man.
No problem.
And good night. All right.
Big shouts out to Erica, the Bully Tunnel, man. We appreciate you tuning in. Shit, we got the next caller. We got Andrew Woodson. What's going on, Andrew?
What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good, man. Pretty good, man. We were just talking about your show, man. Danny was giving us a good rundown about it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it, about how it went down this weekend?
Man, it was, as you know, Kev, man, we had some obstacles last year. This year, man, Mother Nature was trying to hold us out, man. But we pulled it off, man. Had a nice show. Had on record, we had about 80 dogs there. We had a nice turnout. We sold out of 50 booths. We sold 44 booths. a lot of newcomers. About 54 people signed the guest book, and first time person to stuff going on, man. It was fun. CCK created a new champion. The two new champions thing. Saturday, man. And the dunk tank. Real fun in there. I didn't get in this year. We had the moonwalk going, man. A lot of kids. Off the moonwalk. But special, man, we had Virginia having a seminar, man. It was really well. As a matter of fact, that first time 8-13 there, she was her first time out, first day out. She took the class over. A lot of good junior handlers have been in the ABK for 2 years, 3 years. She took the class. So, good stuff there, man. Just a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff. I was excited. Dallas.com. Went well in a fun show. A big shout out to Danny, Care Band for coming present that band. People's Choice Award, that big old trophy, man. Something went home with that, was very happy. It was another newcomer. So it was overall a good show, man. Overall a good show.
Yes, sir. Definitely had a good time, man. Like I was telling the listeners, definitely got a little bit emotional, man. You had to let the waterworks out.
Yes, man. We passed on board, man. Family Affair Bullies, man, we believe in mentorship. So our mentor awards this year went to Julie Wilson and Rick Wilson of PK. Ty of Varsity Bully, Sarah Roach of the Church of Finest, who else? Kino of Black Label, quite a few others. I call it fine, so forgive me if this is a nice day for me, but one of the big ones, man, was my 60-year-old Ian Hammer, who is on the verge of getting ready for college. And she came up to me and made a decision, which is, you know, what we're all about making sound decisions, that she would have to take this next season off so she can focus on college tours and you know, make sure she gets the next level of grades she needs. So it was a fun-filled day with a lot of stuff going on, man.
Definitely, man. I had to take off because of that storm. I didn't want to get caught in it on the way home, man. Did it start downpouring right after I left, or how was it?
It was kind of funny. When you took off, Danny, a lot of people were just like, hey, Drew, man, you know, can I get a refund?
What?
I think it was going to storm again. And I was like, man, we under the civilian. And then it got real dark, man, and then nothing happened. It got real dark. I guess the storm was just, you know, maybe a mile or so to the east of us. And it just nothing ever hit, man. Nothing ever hit. So we were dry as a bone all day, man. It was hot out there. No dogs fainted. No dogs died. No dogs had seizures. We had a good, fun day. We had cooling stations. We had pools out there for oxygen to keep the dog cool. We had the water troughs were all full. The water, nobody's dog had, you know, everybody had an oxygen pad keeping the dog cool. And we had some good barbecue out there this year, man. Can you miss out on it, bro?
yeah, man. I missed out myself, man. I'm sorry I didn't make it, bro. I'd had a lot of things going on down here, bro. I'd have loved to make it out there, though. I was gonna send white folks with Jack, man, but I think he had his hands full. So
now that would have been something to see right there, boy.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry I didn't make it out, bro. I wish I could have, man. I've kind of missed out on quite a few shows these past couple weeks, man. And I just just got some things around the house, you know, around the fort I need to take care of and stuff, bro. But, man, you know, definitely try to make it out there sometime, man. I know you, this is something you're trying to keep going on, and man. But, like I said, I didn't make it out, you know. Killer Noise was out there, though. But, you
oh,
know,
yeah, man.
I myself.
Big numbers,
yeah,
again, man.
Jack out there dressed, suited and booted out there showing dogs, sweating his ass off. So.
Yeah, he did, man. He did. I couldn't believe it. I asked him before the show started. I said, are you crazy? He's like, man, I'm just here to be consistent. I said, well, that's something the food community needs to hear. Somebody being consistent.
Yeah. He brought his little nephew out. He did pretty good in the junior handlers class as well.
Yeah, he did really good, man. It was and the Julian Hunter turnout, man. Steph, Dusty Myers was there. I think she took two shows. Julie's nieces, I think, took a show. There was a lot of Julian Hunters out there. I was excited. I really, you know, it may sound funny to people, man, but I would rather have more Julian Hunters than normal Hunters, man. It was just a good thing to see, man. We have some good trophies. Beautiful trophy, man, done by Angela Brown. We got fun that she puts out, so beautiful trophy by her, man. It was an awful round, man. James Conzi, MP, man. If you guys look on Facebook or FAB YouTube, man, you'll see James Conzi getting beat. My girl in arm wrestling, man. It was a lot of stuff going on that day.
Hell yeah, man. I want to give a shout out to Jack, man. He's been down here in Springfield, you know, working with a lot of people. I think every Wednesday night he's been having like a little thing where they get together and he's getting them out there and, you know, trying to give everybody some pointers on showing dogs and stuff like that, man. So I didn't know he was bringing other people up there with, man. It's, you know, good to see him out there doing that, man, because that's something he's been working on hard around here by us and stuff. So I know every Wednesday night he's got a nice little group that shows up over his place, and they all work on showing dogs and stuff like that, man. So shout out to him for that, for sure.
Yes, sir, definitely. Also, Royalty Bully Kennels, man, they came hard as hell to that show, just as hard as they did in the past couple of shows, man. Big shout out to Royalty Bully Kennels. Big shout out to everybody sharing the show, the radio show banner, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Drew, tell us a little bit about what's in store for Family Affair Bullies.
Man, now that we've passed our show, man, it's time for nationals, baby. Right now, TBK and Family Affair Bullies, we got three winners that'll be actually hitting the ground right around July. Off a champion, Point the Peak, which is that ground wall boy we got with that Cracker Jack on the top. And then we have another inbred shredders to inbred savage. Freedom is going to be dropping, man, so it's going to be a little bit. Now, all the proceeds, these dogs are going to fix our bus so that we can get out to California for nationals, man. Ron Cruz, he's going to defend his Big Hammer title. As well as the other kids that be going to take it from me, as well as other kids. And we finna get on tour, man. We'll be in Iowa this weekend with Ethan, who came out to our show, man. Big thanks to Anthony Pope for sponsoring Ethan's trip out to Fort Wayne, man. And Royalty Bullies, man. Let me go backwards one second, man. Big shout out to Royalty Bullies, man. They sponsored the third show. Big Mike and Royalty Bullies, man. Big shout out to them, man. But yeah, man, Family Affair, man, we're looking for one of them white folks, fuzzies, man, so we can get on the road and campaign now. Danny Frenchies. We just trying to make champions, man. Our goal is to make champions with quality dogs, bro.
Man, with anything I got down here, bro, you're open to, man. One of them badass bitches down here, man. Let's make something happen.
Oh, yeah, man. We'll definitely touch down, baby. You got an IBKC show coming up this weekend, I believe.
It's July 11th. July 11th in Yorkville, Illinois.
You're right. The fun show's this week, all right?
I'm not 100% sure. I kind of got confused on that. I thought the show was going on 27th, and I was told that it was switched to July 11th. So I'm not sure. All I know is that I'm supposed to be there July 11th judging that show. And
okay.
I'm not 100% sure. Sorry about that. If anybody does know, press 1 and please, you know, let everybody know, let our audience know, because I'm not 100% sure on that. So if there's any IBKC reps or anybody on here, you know, press that 1 button and help me out with that, because I'm not 100% sure with that. I kind of got, like I said, I kind of got confused. I know the show was supposed to be the 27th, and it was switched to the July 11th. So.
Yeah, man. Well, that's what we're doing, man. We're going to shows. My kids, man. I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. My kids all left me. Zion is down with Kino down in Kansas. Kasia and Vaughn are with CCK in Illinois. And Felicia is on her way to Washington Brothers in Wisconsin. I gotta learn how to be without my juniors now, man. So and that's, you know, I get 2 weeks without them, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, man. Shout out to you for showing all them guys the way, though, man. They're getting out there and, you know, broadening the horizons a little bit, man. That's what's up.
I see Dejan's up there by Gino. What's he doing out there right now?
What we did was, man, after our show, all the kids went to spend 2 weeks with their sponsors. So he's out there with them learning how to deliver pups. He delivered a litter on to yesterday. Kino had something drop in, but he experienced his first C-section out there, and he's learning some of the day-to-day how to run a kennel, what a judge needs to do to stay up on their stuff, as well as a breeder, man. So he's learning from someone else besides me. You know, I never told you I got all the answers, so I want them to see it firsthand for professionals. You know, so he's out there with Kino, man, learning it firsthand.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Shout out to Kino for doing all that, man. That's good people right there.
Yeah, man. We're waiting on our Kino sponsor to call us, man, so we can send somebody up there to the farm.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we'll have to work that out sometime, man. I got some things around here I need to take care of, man. I just got a new spot down here. I'm trying to convert it into a little setup around here right now, man. But, you know, we'd definitely be interested in doing something like that sometime, maybe. So.
Just do a little field trip, man, up to the Illinois mansion.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That ain't nothing, you know. That ain't nothing. You guys come down and see some dogs, man. We got enough down here to make it worth the trip, for sure. For sure.
Oh, man. Well, hey, man, you know you guys get more than enough time on this show every week, man. So I just want to say salute to the show. Danny, Dave, all the work at point, man. But, you guys keep doing your thing. And, hey, Dave, man, I do have one request, man. Let's get some more shows out there for you, bro.
What's that?
Let's get a few more shows out this way, man.
Yeah, man. We're definitely trying to make that happen, man. I mean, we've definitely made a huge turnaround from the past years. So we're trying to work on it, man. We're trying to work on that for sure. For sure. Okay. I'm gonna be throwing a show of my own here soon, man. So I ain't ever broke down and throw a show. But I'm just one of them guys that if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right, and I'm going to go all out and do it the best way you can possibly do it, man. So I'm gonna be working on something like that here soon, man. But I just want to make sure I got all my ducks in a row and all that good stuff, because I know it's a lot of hard work putting on them shows, man. And respect to you guys to do it all the time and give everybody an opportunity to showcase their dogs, man. And, you know, a lot of people need to try to get out and support them, man, so we can keep them coming around. So, for sure. Like I said, I've missed some shows these past few weeks, man. And, you know, I trust me, I wish I could make it to all of them, man. But it seems like no matter how, you know, no matter when the show goes, man, I'm 4 or 5 hours away every time, man. So, you know, it's a lot of work for me to get to them sometimes, man. But, you know, we definitely try to make it out to everything we can, man. We support all these guys out here, man. You know what I mean? All these guys throwing these shows, and we wish we could make it to every single one of them, man. But just being down here
we're just a little bit out of the way, man. You know what I mean? It's a little bit harder. Like I said, no matter what, you know, the closest shows we get is St. Louis, and that's still 2.5 hours, two and a half hours, you know. Or, you know, Danny's brought two shows to Springfield, you know what I mean? And I can't beat that. I could throw a rock at the venue from where I'm at right now, you know what I mean? But outside of that, man, you know, we've been trying to get out there and traveling as much as we can, man. But, you know, every now and then you got to stay around and take care of the home front as well, man, especially when you've got as many dogs as we do, you know what I mean? It's hard to find people to, you know, it's hard to find good people to hold down the fort when you're not around, you know what I mean? Anybody that messes with dogs knows what's up with that. So they might do a good job, but they ain't going to do it like you do it. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, man, shout out to, you know, all you guys throwing them shows, man. I'm going to be out there as soon as I can, man. I mean, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to be waiting for a little bit of this weather to break before I start hauling all my dogs 10 deep. But yeah, man, shout out to everybody out there doing their thing, man, for real.
Definitely, man. Well, Drew, man, it's always a pleasure hearing from you, man, and I'll be seeing you this weekend.
All right, boss. I'll, matter of fact, I'm going to email you what you asked me for, too, bro, and I'll bring it as well.
All right, that's what's up, man. I look forward to it.
All right.
All right, man, good night. I'll see you soon. All right. What's going on, Kev? Are you there?
Yep, I'm here, man. Big shout out to everybody who tuned in tonight, man. Anybody else got any questions, comments, anything they want to get off their chest, you know what I'm saying, 619-639-4636. Don't forget it, we'll be going down in Waterloo, Iowa this weekend for the double show. We got Senior Judge Susan Fedorsha as well as John Roniker all the way from Milwaukee coming down, all the way from New York. Coming down all the way to Iowa, man. We got a full fun show that's going to be going down. And just be sure to be there, man. We got a few booths left, man. They're only $50. So, but if you don't need a booth, man, there's plenty of crate space. If you just want to walk in with your dog or whatever, that's cool. However you want to do it. Also, tonight is the final night for the July 11th. July 11th is going down in Parsons, Tennessee. That's like right in between Memphis and Nashville. So that's like Western Tennessee. It's going down with a quad show. Tonight is the last deal for the booth deal. $100 for the booth, two dogs, show free in all four shows. So two dogs, show free in all four shows for the $100 booth. All booths are ringside. All booths are pipe and drape. Make sure you inbox me if you want that deal, because it ends tonight. And shit, I don't know, man. What's going on new with iBully, Danny?
Oh man, Bully Scan is making its debut this weekend, man. I'm gonna be showing everybody how it works. I'm gonna have a special banner there at the booth. Everybody's gonna be able to pull out the app and use the scanner and see how it works, man. I'll be showing some printed cards as well, courtesy of Royalty Bully Kennels, man, and their stud Braxton out there. So everybody's gonna be able to check it out and see how it works. Bully Scan is basically a code reader. I make custom codes on banners or T-shirts or anything, and you can use the iBully app to scan it, and it'll take you either to call them, it'll take you to the pedigrees, it'll take you to their websites. And a lot more custom features that we can program into it, man. And going to be making this debut this weekend. Grand Champion Castro is the 2015 Classic mascot for iBully, man. If you're interested in becoming a mascot, you know, one of your dogs becoming a mascot for iBully, for Pocket, XL, or Standard, make sure you contact myself or Kev Green. And we'll take care of you, man. iBully is coming strong, man. Lots of events, lots of features, lots of new products, free stuff coming out, man. So make sure you stay tuned to it, man. And if you don't have it already, make sure you go download it. It's free. just search for iBully. You'll see a gold logo, gold coin. That's the app. You just hit install and check it out. If you don't like it, simply delete it, man. iBully is a perfect tool, man. We have lots of features on there for people to use. You can find shows. You can find out when your female's about to come into heat if you have the date. You can find out when your litter's going to drop. You can find out when you're supposed to breed your female after she first sign of heat. So lots of more stuff coming to it as well, man. We're going to be adding some music features for those people who are independent artists, man. We're going to be able to feature you on there. And iBully is going to be on iTunes for people to download music tracks. It's going to be on Google Play. It's going to be on Amazon. So stay tuned to my Facebook for more information on that, man. That's going to be coming out real soon, too.
That's what's up, man. Congratulations on everything you got going on with iBully. And what are we up over 5,000 downloads on that right now, or what?
Yeah, we're close to 6,000, man. When we hit the 6,000 mark, I'm gonna be doing a special sale. So for those of you out there, man, make sure you consider sharing the app. Make sure you open it in the App Store and give us a 5-star rating on it. Share it on your Facebook, because once we reach that 6,000 mark, we're gonna be running a big sale on 6-month advertisements or 1-year advertisements, man.
Yeah, we've been slacking on that, man. We got to get at you on that, Danny. We would definitely want to get in on that. We've just been had a lot of stuff going on late these past couple of weeks, bro. But I'm definitely gonna get at you on that.
All right. That's what's up. Anybody else want to get any advertising on iBully? It is the only bully app out right now. It is the world's only. It is the it's the one, man. If you don't have it on your phone, you're missing out, man. It's the bully world up to date, man. Right at your fingertips, man. It's taking it out of the magazine and putting it right into your fingertips. That you can't get any more convenient than right at your telephone, because you know your telephone's in everybody's telephone is in their hands a good majority of the day. So, you know what I'm saying? Get on that iBully, download it, talk to Danny, get to advertising your kennel, stud, whatever you want to advertise on there, your product, and let's get it moving, man. But, shit, I don't know, man. You want to give him anything else, Danny, or what?
Oh, man. Other than that, man, just stay tuned to the app. I'll be releasing updates. Make sure you check out the Junior Handler's blogs on the Spotlight. Make sure you check out, you know, the services. We added a new section explaining what we offer, man. All affordable prices for what you are trying to accomplish, man. We do have references for positive results. If interested, just get at me. Wide variety of services. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor for this year, we have our sponsors all locked in. And I want to just give a big shout out to them. But if you're interested in becoming a sponsor for next year, make sure you join the waiting list, man. There's already a waiting list for that. So make sure you get with me. And let's talk, man. And we also offer services to show hosts, man. Come out. We cover the event full service, man. Even before the event, we promote the hell out of the show. We promote, you know, the event page. We even control the event page if needed. So make sure you contact us with that. Full service show promotion coverage, MC, the works, man. Make sure you contact me.
And for sure, man, you have us come out there. We'll host the event, MC the event, run the event, promote the event, and drop the video footage and pictures the very same week. You don't have to sit around and wait around for a magazine to come out for people to see your stuff. It's going to be right out the same exact week, man. So make sure you talk to me or Danny about that. You don't even have to have me MC it. You can just have us come out there and cover the event, man. You know, we can come out there and do whatever you want, man. But, you know, that's what's up, man. Like I said, hit up me or Danny for that. Dayton, if you want to hit up Dayton, hit him up at killingnoise.com. got that fire, True American Bullies on the ground right now. And, shit, we're going to be right back here next week, same time, 9 o'clock. We're going to catch y'all in Iowa. Danny, anything else?
That's about it, man. Make sure you just follow our pages. There's a lot of shows coming up. Parsons, Tennessee, July 11th. The ABKC Strong Tour Stop, Tallahassee, Florida. Got Montgomery, Alabama, and a few other stops for that, man. Make sure you come out. There's a lot more to these dogs and their social media, man. Come out and check it out. Big shout out to everybody who shared. Big shout out to everybody who shared the banner, man. Blake, Josh, Manny, man, Eric of the Bully Tunnel. Everybody else, a lot of listeners in a little time. So we appreciate you.
That's what's up. Dayton, you got anything else for him?
No, that's about it, man. You know, thanks for everybody tuning in. And, yeah, make sure you check us out at killanoise.com or check me out on Dayton Killanoise Bodine on Facebook. Right now, Killanoise hasn't been updated for a little while. I'm actually working on a whole brand-new website. So, you know, for a more updated stuff that we got going on, check us out at Facebook, Dayton Killanoise Bodine, and Killanoise.com. New website should be up and running here within the next month or two. So it's a lot of work. We got a lot of dogs, got a lot of history. It's not like, you know, it's going to take a little bit to get this website up. But yeah, man, that's about it. Thanks, everybody, listening in, tuning in, everybody sharing it, and we'll see you next week.
Bully Block Radio.
You know what it is.
I bully. Do you?
Yeah, you already know what it is. You are now tuned in to the number one radio station in the bully world today, Bully Block Radio, with your host Kev Green, Dayton Bodine, and Revved Up Danny.
You know, they told me keep it bully, but I've been bully. Shit, I bully.
I bully.
They told me keep it bully, but I've been bully. Shit, I bully.
Bully.
Bully Block Radio.